Next patient is going to be a lady by the name of Pamela. Patricia, Patricia, Obregon, Obregon. Patricia Obregon. Obregon, Obregon, Obregon. Date of birth is June 19, 1946. This is a 78-year-old woman currently on hospice with non-alcoholic end-stage liver disease. Patricia was a school teacher for 20 years. Put down unspecified cirrhosis related to non-alcoholic liver disease. Patient lives with her son. She has a walker that she uses. She has edema. She has ascites, mild. She's short of breath at all times, has a 3-plus edema, difficulty sleeping. History of fatty liver, bowel and bladder incontinence, ADL dependency. Patient has had weight loss with decreased appetite. Pulse of 61, O2 side 98%, blood pressure 110 over 60, 3-plus edema noted. Patient has a history of ETOH and smoking in the past, but minimal periods. She's been bedridden for 8 years. In the past month or so, she's been much weaker. She's not eating as much. Her appetite has been diminished. She feels like my belly is getting bigger, in quotation, most likely related to ascites, as well as swelling of the lower extremity, despite being on medication. She has trazodone for sleep, but it doesn't work for her. She says she would like to increase her medication for her edema, but I told her that can cause volume depletion. I recommend support hose at this time. Also, she has an increased pain in her abdomen, which Tylenol and Advil is not helping anymore. For this reason, I've asked the nurse to discuss pain medication with a hospice medical director. She also has bowel and bladder incontinence, has issues with incontinence, and she would like to have something done about that. I recommend that Ditropan 5 milligrams 3 times a day will be brought to the attention of hospice medical director. Overall prognosis remains poor. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Put in there on top somewhere, this is a face-to-face evaluation. Face-to-face will be shared with hospice medical director. Patient currently is in is in her benefit period from 11/6/2025 to 1/4/2026. On date is 10/7. It's for 10/7. Thank you so much.